This is the Austin Road Show podcast. The Roads Rewind.
Dylan Lyons is sitting here with his father, Bruce Lyons. They are the owners of Your CBD Store here in Augusta. I met them a couple of weeks ago, and I think it's the first time I'm meeting Dr. Milhouse, Rob Milhouse, who's in studio with us as well. And these guests know each other, but they don't work together. They come to the CBD world in two different ways. Dr. Milhouse, a chiropractor in town, and he's been part of the movement to make CBD compound legal everywhere and also get it more widely accepted in Georgia. I thought this was a great opportunity to kind of look at this not only from the standpoint of the business folks that are trying to make these great products available to the general public, but also someone with a medical background who's been working with the substances that are associated with CBD, hemp, and all that goes with it in the background for how many years, Rob?
I've been working on this right now project known as the Georgia Cannabis Project for a little over 3 years.
Okay.
Right now.
And again, want to make sure everybody understands because medical marijuana is a big story right now. This has nothing to do with medical marijuana. This has nothing to do with legalized marijuana. CBD, and Rob, since you're the one with the degree here, tell everyone what CBD stands for.
It stands for cannabidiol. It's an extract from the...
Hold on. Slow down. This is why I call it CBD. Cannabidiol.
Cannabidiol.
Sounds like
yes.
A science fiction cannibal movie. Cannabidiol.
Yes. Diol. D-I-O-L.
Cannabidiol. And that is a derivative of hemp?
Yes, industrial hemp.
And it's not, while there is a relationship chemically and horticulturally to cannabis / marijuana, it's not the same thing?
No, sir. It's two separate plants. After December 20th, when we legalized industrial hemp in the United States, we legally separated the two plants based on their Delta-9 THC or tetrahydrocannabinol content.
THC is the part of marijuana that makes you go woo.
Psychoactive component.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And there is a THC element in hemp, but it's greatly reduced.
Yes, sir.
And it's completely eliminated in the CBD products that we're talking about.
For the most part, yes, sir. Yeah.
It's minuscule. It's
yes, sir.
less than non-alcoholic beer.
Correct. Federal guidelines state it has to be below 0.3%. THC for it to be sold.
All right. When we come back, we'll get Bruce and Dylan into the conversation. They're the owners of Your CBD Store. And I want to make sure everybody understands this is not a commercial program here. This is informational. I've had a ton of people ask me about this product since we started talking about it on WGAC. We are back at the Austin Road Show on the topic of CBD and the CBD industry and what all it means and what it is and all of that. Dr. Rob Milhouse is a chiropractor here in town who's been studying on this topic for quite a while. He's also been working on some of the legislation behind the scenes that has changed over the course of the last couple of years. Dylan and Bruce Lyons are the owners of Your CBD Store, which is located on Washington Road right across from Monterey. I've been talking to you about them in Evans. They have been, how long you guys been open now, Dylan?
We opened it in July of last year. So
you're almost up on your first anniversary.
Yep.
And how familiar were you with the term CBD 5 years ago?
I had no idea.
It wasn't on your map. That's about 5 years is about how far you go back, isn't it?
Not quite.
So this is all new technology, new terminology, and great news as far as what it can do for you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
All right. Bruce, I'm going to bring you in here to the conversation. Dylan, obviously, is your son. What were you doing before you got into the CBD business?
I worked for the Kirby Company. I traveled the country working out of Cleveland. I lived here, but our headquarters was in Cleveland.
Kirby?
Vacuum cleaners.
Vacuum cleaners. Oh, okay. Wow.
Yeah.
And how did the term CBD come into your universe?
You know, about a year and a half ago, I got a call from a friend of mine, and his wife had a terrible Crohn's disease, just a terrible case of it, and just couldn't get any relief. She'd been to every specialist in the world, and she flew to Missouri, and she had researched CBD, flew to Missouri and got some and started a regimen of CBD, and before long, she was off all her medications. And he kept calling me, and a year and a half ago, I didn't know what CBD. When he called me, I didn't know what it was. And he explained it, and he said, look, I'm going to start this company. It has done wonders for Rachel. That was his wife. He said, I can't believe what it's done, and I'd like for you to be part of it. And, you know, I was very skeptical. Eventually, he talked me into flying down.
By the way, let's bring everybody up to speed. Crohn's disease is a digestive disorder that is mainly a problem with your intestines.
That's correct.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
And this is what's interesting about about the CBD phenomenon. Since I've been taking the water-soluble CBD, which is about 2.5 weeks now, I've noticed I'm not nearly as stiff when I get up in the morning. My joints don't hurt as much. I've got gout terribly bad in my left toe. That has been greatly relieved since I've been taking this stuff. And all the research I've done on it, it's an anti-inflammatory. What is it about CBD that has an effect on Crohn's disease?
I think it is the inflammation. I think Crohn's disease is probably a form of inflammation. It seems like most things we see people come in for results back to some type of inflammation in the body.
And not to cheapen the claims, because apparently it's working in different ways for a lot of different people, but it almost reads the literature like one of those bottles of elixir that the guys would sell off the back of trucks. You know, this will make you
snake oil.
Yeah, and not kidding you.
Yes.
You know, it'll make you 2 inches taller and 10 pounds lighter and a better dancer. I mean, you know, what in the world? None of that's related. How can it be?
You know, our whole family, especially my wife, but our whole family was so skeptical of what CBD would do. And I started taking it for my anxiety, and I never slept. You know, I never slept a night in my life. I would go to bed at 11, get up at 12, wander the house all night, be exhausted the next day. And I started experimenting with it and taking it just for that anxiety and sleep. And, you know, in 3 or 4 days, I slept better. I didn't sleep all night, but I slept better. And about 10 days after taking it, I started sleeping all night. And I noticed my anxiety was gone. And I'm not saying it's gone forever, but I'm sure it flares up here and there, but it is pretty much gone. And like I said, I've probably over my lifetime been on 6 or 8 different anxiety medications trying to control the anxiety, and I don't take anything at all for anxiety anymore.
And that's anything having to do with your attitude or your mental state. That's psychotropic. And yet there's nothing about this compound that jumps out at you in my research that would give you any type of psychotropic reaction. So where does this come from?
Yeah,
I'm not doubting you. I'm just curious. Do we know?
I mean, that is correct. Hemp, like he said, has minuscule amounts of THC anyway. Now, our product, we put it through another process to remove the THC from our product. That's just what we chose to do. But if you came to our store, it is amazing, but if you came to our store like on a Saturday and watched the people come through, a line of people coming through that have been using CBD for months at a time, been on it for a month or months, I'm sorry, you'll see guys come in and say, I'm off this medicine, I'm off that medicine, I've reduced this medication. It is amazing how people are either reducing or coming off their medication, whether it's arthritis, anxiety, all kinds of different pains. We're seeing diabetics having some success lowering their blood sugar. I just left the store not too long ago. We had a lady in there taking it for Parkinson's. So it's a wide variety of uses that people are using this for.
I'm sad to report it has no effect on hair growth. I'm sitting here playing with Bruce, I'm going that way too. Yeah. When I first started to Rob as well, right? Dylan, get ready, it's coming. Here's the thing. It's interesting when you start reading on this topic. Just go. You don't have to. You can Google your CBD store, and that'll take you to the Augusta location. But look at what people are writing about this unsolicited. They've got no money in the game. They've got no dog in the hunt, except there are users or there are people who have a testimony related to their use of it over the course of several months or a year or more. And I'm startled at how confident they are that this has made a major improvement in their life. It almost makes me wonder too why the pharmaceutical companies have not been faster to embrace this. Was it just the controversial aspects of a hemp-cannabis relationship that was causing a problem, Dr. Milhouse?
Certainly they had a lot to do with it. Of course, you know, we also have wonders, too, like he said, with people coming off of medications. I have text messages from people who have weaned off of both opiates, smoking, lots of things through the use of cannabinoids, CBD oil. And yes, you're right. You would think that. And now, you know, even here in the great state of Georgia, we have the talk of it going in. CVS Pharmacy now is trying to get in on it. So, you know, here we are, pace setters, and the big pharma is chasing behind us, like them right here. So, yeah, it's you would think they would have got on it a lot sooner.
I was amazed at the selection of that you have, that anyone has, and how they want to take this. You can do it topically. If you've got a sore joint or, like I said, gout in the toe, you want to hit it through a topical application, ointment, cream, lotion, if you want to call it that. You can take it in a water-soluble solution, which is what I do. It's an eyedropper, and you mix it in with water and drink it down two times a day. Some people go with the oil, which they consume directly. You put it under your tongue. What's the difference between water-soluble and the oil?
You know what? I think the water soluble is kind of a unique product, and I'm not saying only our company has it, but the oil is more it's more well known, probably more popular, more convenient. But the water soluble, from what our studies show, is it absorbs faster into your system, and it absorbs more of the CBD. It's more bioavailable to your body. So the water soluble is becoming a very popular product, and then personally, that's what I take.
And there, I'm not kidding you, a dozen or two flavors. I got grape, which I like a lot. Yeah. They had everything from pina colada to cherry to strawberry. There was someone that sent me a note reminding me that Crohn's disease is an auto-inflammatory disease in the bowels. I just knew it was a digestive disorder, so I believe Bruce said that. It's inflammation in the bowels, which explains why there would be a treatment there. Yes, sir, Dr. Milhouse.
I don't know if we're backing up just for the punt here, but I typically tell patients when I consult with them on taking the product, CBD attacks anything that we call hyphenitis, anything that ends in itis. And you were asking earlier about mechanisms and stuff like that. I think we really should just touch base with this. We're all born with what's called an endocannabinoid system, or your ECS. So we have those receptors in our brain. They are what is in the trigger for anxiety, all those types of things. Sorry, I used the wrong word, not trigger. It's in the mechanism. So when we take this, it binds to the receptors in the endocannabinoid system. We all have one, which is funny. We were born with them. And this just binds to those receptor sites and decreases inflammation at the cellular level.
CBD exists in higher, more pure levels in hemp than in cannabis or marijuana, right?
Yes, that's correct.
So why, again, I understand, because there seems to be some relationship between hemp and cannabis and marijuana. Why the reluctance to embrace this? Was it just a phobia?
Reword that. What was it?
Well, I mean, there's been such a reluctance at the legislative level to embrace this technology. And literally, I mean, when you consider what we've done with tobacco over the years,
oh yeah,
and how accepted that is and has been for generations, why in the world has it taken so long?
I can tell you one of the reasons that it's actually picking up and taking off. You kind of already touched on it. The reason why we're pushing it so hard is the opioid epidemic that we have, the crisis that we have,
and this is an alternative.
Correct. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
When it comes to pain relief, I've not had the opportunity or the need really to use the cream yet. But is that for direct, like, arthritic pain, that type of that level?
Yes, sir.
Discomfort? In the meantime, what I, again, have found is the systemic aging process, I guess, lack of a better term, the stiffness that you get when you get up in the morning, and Dylan, you don't know that yet, but Bruce and Dr. Milhouse and I are kind of getting up there. Have you noticed, like I have, that's greatly diminished as you've continued to take this stuff?
I tell everyone, mostly mine, I'm a type A personality. When you were talking about just a moment ago, staying up, pacing the floor and everything, I already know you're a type A personality. But since it kills the anxiety levels, I usually go ahead and put the tincture under my tongue as I'm preparing my coffee in the morning, which I drink some high-powered coffee anyway. But that way, you just let it stay under your tongue for a minute and a half. It absorbs, and it's good to go by the time that first sip that you take, so you can rinse it out. So a lot of people don't like the taste. They don't like having the smell in their breath, which is another good thing. You were talking about the water-soluble. Mm-hmm. It's just easier to mix that into products and make it to where it doesn't make your breath smell. So that is another significant difference between the solubility aspect.
All right. And by the way, don't think that pets are missing out on these benefits, because we actually have, I had some cat treats that I got.
And it's good for separation anxiety in dogs.
I was going to say, I've had several people write me saying that when they've heard the weather forecast indicate storms coming up, they've fed their dogs the doggy treats, and that there is a noticeable effect that it has.
We do it. We did it like New Year's Eve. We knew fireworks were coming.
So we gave
our dogs some.
Do you think that, again, it's been a PR issue more than anything else as to why this technology, why this incredible product has not been embraced quicker?
When we were looking into it, and we studied this more than anything I've ever been involved with, we found some articles in. I'm from Kentucky originally, and hemp, they grew hemp everywhere years ago for rope and paper and shirts and fabrics.
It's a great industrial product.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, we were studying, trying to learn about CBD, and we came across an article that in the 70s, Richard Nixon declared a war on drugs, and he grouped hemp in with marijuana and basically destroyed the hemp business.
I can contest that, because I can remember my dad complaining about it. Just putting this out there, Richard Milhouse Nixon was one of my dad's cousins. So
that's the Milhouse connection.
There we go. So I can already tell you my dad had a lot of words to say on that, because we've had farmland in Burke County for quite some time, and Tricky Dick come along and ruined it for us.
And you're actually getting into the hemp cultivation business now, right?
Yes, sir, and the process of making these products as well.
So you're on the industrial end of it, of course. Dylan and Bruce are in the retail end of it. Is there a huge demand for this product overseas? Has Europe and Asia embraced it yet?
Yes, and there's been several other countries actually legalizing, we'll say cannabis in general, because that's what the category fits for hemp and marijuana, is all cannabis. And so we're seeing a lot of countries legalize it also for these purposes.
Just out of curiosity, and I'm not trying to encourage anyone to do anything illegal, but if you sit down with a joint, a marijuana cigarette, and you smoke it, what's the CBD effect from that?
Well,
versus your average dose if you're taking oil or water.
Sure. So we're talking about a different spectrum. So we got CBD on the back end when it comes to marijuana. It's on the front end when we talk about hemp. I have been telling a lot of folks, because I ran into a few folks that, let's just be grown-ups here, have run into marijuana edibles, and some of their teenage children and such have got a hold to them, and they've had, you know, the psychoactive effect that you think you're going to die. And so a lot of folks don't realize that CBD oil, or whatever you use it in, is the Narcan to THC, meaning if you have someone that's having a psychotic effect from taking too much THC, like in an edible or something like that.
CBD is an antidote.
It's the antidote.
Interesting. Wow.
And instead of taking Xanax, take CBD.
Okay, we've got to take a quick break. We'll do that and we'll come back. Stay with us. We've got Dr. Rob Milhouse, Bruce, and Dylan Lyons talking on the subject of CBD and what it can mean for you. Stay with us. All right, we are back, and I've got in studio Dylan and Bruce Lyons, who are the owners of Your CBD Store Augusta. Check them out. Evans on Washington Road, just across the street from Monterey and the Jones Auto Group. Also, Dr. Rob Milhouse, who's a local chiropractor who's been involved in the CBD business for a while now. And what do you call, Rob, exactly what your end of it is, as far as that? Well, you're looking cultivation and farming the hemp, right? Actually, hold on a second. Let me cut the...
This more like, what's the other term?
You're an advocate.
Thank you. There we go. Just advocate, pushing it, trying to change people's perception in general. So, yeah, that would be the end. I'm on also, like you said, cultivation. We're trying to be some of the first, one of the first families to cultivate in the state of Georgia, we hope. And
what's being grown on the property now that you own?
Peanuts, soybeans. I think one time we did some corn, but that's about it.
Okay. So let's turn our attention to the retail end of this. We were talking about the edibles and the soluble versus the straight oil. We touched on this briefly. You actually have dog and cat treats as well, and that this works for anxiety. And what else? What other applications pet-wise?
You know what?
We
see anxiety, separation anxiety, arthritis for dogs. I can remember a lady in last week said a lot of older dogs, people are giving it to older dogs, and it seems like they're up and moving now. Like she was telling us, she used to have to carry her dog up a couple of steps to get her in the house, and now the dog can climb up the steps on her own. So just a lot of good stories like that.
Since we have been on the air this afternoon, I've gotten about a half dozen inquiries about this and a couple of text messages as well, asking about CBD usage, tripping, drug tests at work, and if it shows up positive for THC. And it's kind of a mixed bag. It does not show a positive for THC because there's virtually none in it. However, if it's just a cannabis test, it could create a problem. But what you were telling me a little while ago is that you've got a huge military client base. You even offer a military discount, don't you?
Yeah. We offer 10% to all military,
and
not just active.
I promise you, if it tripped off drug tests, you guys would have heard about it loud and clear pretty quickly.
And we have a lot of Plant Vogel, SRS, and that's why we chose to go with the zero THC product. So we've got the lab test to back it up that it's zero THC. Independent lab tests showing it's non-detectable.
There have been so many articles written on this incredible phenomenon. Men's Journal, I saw an article not too long ago, all types of different publications, and they all say, I don't say the same thing, they all discuss the anecdotal evidence. Have there been any major studies from either the CDC or any other governmental agency that reflects on this? Yeah, Ross.
I'll take that question.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that we were talking about. What is my thing in with all this, trying to orchestrate getting the research done?
Yeah.
It has been prohibited federally to be researched.
Really?
And even certainly there's only a couple of small schools, I think in Missouri or something like that. So the schools had a lot of problems with it being as a Schedule I drug. And that's what the law did December 20th, 2018, is no longer a Schedule I. I think it's a Schedule 6 now.
I think Farm Bill did.
Right. And it gave us provisions, opened up first and foremost for universities to do research. So we're going to get
flooded foreign,
with it.
Yeah, what about foreign research, European research?
I couldn't really answer that. There's not much. No. Not much.
There is a prescription drug that that has been approved that has CBD in it for a form of epilepsy.
Epidiolex.
Epidiolex.
Interesting. Okay.
And Marinol.
So there are some pharmaceutical applications that have been in place for a while that were regulated. I'm curious as to why it's taken so long for the world to notice this, and it's mainly the phobia of it being connected to marijuana.
Well, you know, the whole seizure research was done here in Augusta, at Augusta State, well, now Augusta University. It was where Haley's Hope, I think, is where it grew out of. The little girl, Haley, I cannot remember her name. I hope somebody can help me remember. But
she was a young girl that had seizures nonstop.
Yes, and she would literally, and I don't like using the word literally, but she would literally almost die when they would have to give her the medication to bring her out of the seizure. And then they started doing the search or the research there at Augusta University. And I think the literature said, no, quote me, maybe it was the gist of it. I think she went from something like 2,000 seizures per month to like 12.
Goodness.
And don't even know what happened to that research, but, you know, certainly that's going to be, we're going to get flooded with it, starting here in Augusta and University of Georgia. They're all, everybody's trying to get on board with doing that now.
Bruce, what about the affordability of this? If someone decides they want to go on a regimen of it, what's it going to cost them?
You know what? We have oils that start at $40. That's about a 30-day supply, and they go up to probably the most expensive oil is $275. Most guys go middle of the road, it seems like, but normally 40 to 100 bucks, something like that.
Well, and you end up walking out of there for a couple of bucks a day. I mean, that's correct. And when you consider the cost of prescription medication and even over-the-counter medication, I mean, it's a great bargain. And I never in a million years would have thought that the getting old aches and pains that I've been experiencing for the last 10 or 15 years would ever be anything that I would even care about seeking out a prescription for. I mean, how do you know what to ask for? You know, how do you know what it's hurting your toe one day, it's hurting your wrist the next? You know, what if it's not arthritis? And this CBD regimen that I've been on has really had an effect.
Good.
It's wonderful. By the way, I want to, again, identify everyone. Bruce and Dylan Lyons have been with us here. They're the owners of the CBD store, Augusta, which you can check out online, your CBD store, Augusta. Just Google it. And you're located on Washington Road right across from Monterey Restaurant and the Jones Auto Group. Dr. Rob Milhouse is not a farmer yet of hemp, but you intend to be soon.
Yes, sir.
And it was a family tradition back in the day, you said.
No. We would like to do it.
Oh, did I hear hemp? I'm sorry. I thought I heard you say that there was some hemp growing in your background.
My dad wanted to grow hemp a long time ago.
Oh, he wanted to. Okay.
Correct.
He wasn't able to because of
the law. That's right. Because of the law. Yes, sir.
It's incredible what we've missed out because of the phobia concerning marijuana. I've never understood it. I've been around.
And hemp is not marijuana.
No, it's not. But again, anything connected to it, drives me up the wall. When you consider that every major pain medication that we've had ever is a derivative either of the coca plant or the poppy plant, I mean, people have no problem saying, well, that's not cocaine, it's something else. That's not heroin, it's something else. Yeah, but it's derived. I mean, you know, why there would be any objection to these very low-risk medications or low-risk herbal remedies? Really incredibly hypocritical, very strange, very odd.
I agree.
Have you run into that, Bruce, in your experience of people have, you know, slowly been educated on it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Every day people come in. You know, we have a lot of people bring their parents in, and maybe their parents were formerly against it, and they see the results that they're getting. And, you know, today, for example, and she was in yesterday, an 81-year-old lady. It seems like every other day brings one of her friends in. She's a former nurse, and she said, I studied it for 90 days, and all my friends know I don't believe in anything. But she brings somebody in there constantly because she used the pain cream on a thumb, and then she takes a water soluble for sleep, she said.
My goodness. Yeah. And, you know, I had not really paid a lot of attention to it, but I'm like you. I get up a couple of times a night, as men of a certain age always do. And that really has not been an issue the last couple of nights. I was thinking it was because I was worn out, but probably does have something to do with the CBD that I've been taking for the last 2 weeks.
Absolutely.
It does take a couple of days to get into your system, but I have found, again, pretty quickly, the pain that I've been experiencing in my left big toe is the one that's... You can tell when it's going to rain. You can tell, you know, what time of morning it is by how bad it hurts. Have had absolutely no pain in it the last week and a half. It's been crazy in a good way. Well, gentlemen, thank you so much for coming by. This has been incredibly educational. Many thanks to Dylan and Bruce Lyons and Dr. Rob Milhouse. Gentlemen, we consider ourselves enlightened. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show. Listen to Austin weekdays from 3 till 6 on Augusta's News Talk and Information Station, WGAC, at 95.1 FM, 101.9 FM, and AM 580. Stream it live on WGAC.com or on the WGAC mobile app. Thanks for listening to the Rhodes Rewind of the Austin Rhodes Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.